Welcome to the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of sports headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor News Breaks: Sieg Media Corporation, NASDAQ SEGG, LTRYW, taps IBN to lead corporate communications. Sieg Media Corporation, a technology company focused on sports, entertainment, and gaming, has enlisted IBN to lead its corporate communications. Following a rebrand and expansion across sports.com, entertainment, and lottery.com, Sieg Media is advancing a multi-vertical strategy with a $100 million financing facility and ongoing acquisitions. IBN will leverage its investor-focused media network to support Sieg Media's efforts in unifying fan experiences across digital platforms. Sieg Media, operating digital assets like sports.com and lottery.com, is committed to immersive fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven experiences, redefining global audience interactions with beloved content.
Duke University men's basketball and football teams learn how to save a life with CPR. Members of the Duke University men's basketball and football teams recently participated in American Heart Association hands-only CPR trainings to learn the correct rate and depth of compressions. Nearly 9 out of 10 people who experience cardiac arrest outside of a hospital die because they do not receive immediate CPR. CPR, especially if performed right away, can double or triple a person's chance of survival. The Duke student-athletes are now part of the American Heart Association's Nation of Lifesavers TM, which aims to make CPR and AED awareness a permanent fixture in all communities. Hands-only CPR is as effective as traditional CPR in the first few minutes of an emergency response. To learn how to save a life in 90 seconds, visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR. 21 Events presents the Puerto Rico Day at the ballpark at Major League Stadiums. 21 Events, a leading sports and entertainment company, presents the Puerto Rico Day at the ballpark, celebrating Puerto Rican players of today and yesteryear at Major League Baseball stadiums. The event pays tribute to Puerto Rico's 125-year baseball history and honors players on the field before fans. Sponsored by Discover Puerto Rico, the events showcase the vibrant culture, music, cuisine, and passion for sports. In 2025, the event will be held at various MLB stadiums. Baseball isn't just a sport in Puerto Rico. It's part of our DNA, says Gloriana Yaman, VP of Marketing at Discover Puerto Rico. The initiative aims to celebrate the contributions of Puerto Rican players and invites fans to live Boricua by experiencing the unique way of life. Investor News Breaks: Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA, announces Juve Stabia roster moves ahead of 2025-26 Serie B season. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, has made significant roster moves for its portfolio club SS Juve Stabia ahead of the 2025-26 Serie B season. Sporting director Matteo Lovisa has extended his contract for 2 years, and Ignazio Abite, former Italian national and AC Milan player, has been appointed head coach. New signings include goalkeeper Alessandro Confente, right-back Lorenzo Carassoni, and striker Tomi Petrovic. The club also completed a profitable transfer of forward Andrea Adorante to Venezia after a successful 30-goal season. Preseason training started on July 10th in Castel di Sangro, with the first match scheduled for August 15th against Lecce in the Coppa Italia Frecciarossa.
Tiny Gems Breaks: Sieg Media Corporation, NASDAQ SEGGEW, drivers deliver breakthrough performances at Toronto Indy. Sieg Media Corporation, a leader in sports and entertainment tech, celebrated standout performances at the 2025 Ontario Honda Dealers Indy Toronto. Prima Racing's Callum Allott achieved his best result of the season, finishing P8 after starting 13th, while Rahal Letterman Lanigan's Louis Foster secured P7 in qualifying. Despite a pit stop due to race contact, Foster finished 21st. Company executives praised both drivers and highlighted the event's importance as SEG Media prepares for its 2026 Young Drivers Academy. The weekend marked a milestone for SEG Media following recent acquisitions and partnerships. Both drivers now look ahead to Laguna Seca, where Foster has excelled in the past.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.